Radio KMAN.
KMAN Morning News brought to you by Manhattan Appliance and Sleep Source, your appliance specialist located in the West Loop Shopping Center.
This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Welcome into In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples here in studio, Nick McNamara, and we've also got Lori Beard here joining us here. Lori is the clinical professor and section head of the equine medicine and surgery with KSU VetMed. Glad to have you here today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And she's not our only guest. We're also going to, in addition to Lori, we'll talk with Emily Wagner here from Manhattan Emergency Shelter. That's coming up a little bit later in the program. We'll also preview the Festival of Lights with Belinda Snyder. But up first, talking a little bit about kind of changing weather here and how that affects animals here in the area, especially with equine horses. I guess let's talk a little bit about some of the weather-related issues. It is a little bit different here caring for animals when it gets colder, isn't it?
Yes, for sure it is. You know, certainly we're in a situation now where the grass has turned brown, so there's less available forage for the horses to eat. So at this point, most of us that own horses are feeding them, are supplementing their feed. Horses eat grass, and so hay would be that forage that we're providing them. And so when we feed a 1,000-pound horse, we're providing somewhere between 1.5 to 2% of their body weight. So horses are eating about 15 to 20 pounds of hay a day. So that's probably the most important thing when it comes to feeding, is making sure they have adequate hay available to eat.
All right. What are ways that they can increase that? I know in the wintertime, the hay a little harder to find.
And certainly we did have very dry weather early on this year, so there has been some hay shortages. So if you do need to supplement with other calories, you certainly can do that with grains or processed feeds. And those are available, multiple places through town. Purina, Nutrina are two companies that make feed. Certainly, there are feed mill companies that will make their own feed or sweet feeds. Those are all excellent places to provide additional calories.
Okay. And so important here, you know, that extra body weight probably helps keep them warm, I would imagine, and other things.
Yeah, for sure. So this is the time of year, especially when we start thinking about our older horses, because they can't masticate the feed as well. They do lose weight. And so we do have to be concerned with our geriatric population. And so things they can do, there are actually special feeds for geriatric horses. They're called senior or vintage feeds. And so that is a product designed for horses that can't chew very well. And so I've got a 20-year-old horse that's been 20 for at least 10 years, meaning she's probably closer to 30. And so I'm buying her a senior horse feed. And so that's a processed feed specifically designed for geriatric horses that she can't masticate the hay very well.
All right. What goes into those types of feeds?
So good question. So those senior feeds, they've got an alfalfa based in it. So they are designed for horses that can't eat hay at all. You could actually feed them all just equine senior. So it's got the forage, the alfalfa in it. Also does have some processed things like corn, oats, and barley that have been partially heat digested. So again, a little bit easier on their system. So again, allow them to get the calories. And it also has some fats, minerals, and vitamins too.
Okay. And as far as you mentioned the geriatric horses, how you have to be a little more careful with them here. What are some issues they face that maybe other horses don't?
So one thing, certainly we talk about geriatric horses, they're just often thinner. And so when we talk about welfare or care of horses, things that we need to provide are shelter, water, and feed. And so for geriatric horses that are perhaps a little bit thin, certainly it's great if you have something where they can get out of the wind, whether that's a barn or a lean-to or maybe a grove of trees. The other thing that people can do is buy blankets that would help with these geriatric horses. Again, trying to save some calories or when they're thin, trying to deal with that. And again, you know, paying attention to how they're masticating, those sort of things, and do you need to switch to a geriatric feed? You can also pay attention to what type of hay you're feeding. Alfalfa is a nice hay, does have more protein in it. Brome hay would have actually more carbohydrates in it. It's also got some more energy than could compare to prairie grass hay.
What are some warning signs that your horse maybe in distress. Obviously, I imagine if they're not eating.
That's a big one, right? Horses should always eat. Sometimes they get in trouble because they eat too much. But certainly, if you're down there feeding and your horse doesn't come up and start eating, that should be a big tip off that things aren't going well. The other thing you can pay attention to, if the horse is in a stall, what does the fecal production look like? Sometimes this time of year, the horses aren't drinking all that well, maybe because the water's cold, or maybe you're in a situation where actually you didn't realize that the access to water is frozen. So when horses don't drink enough, they can actually get impactions of their GI system, and they develop something called colic or abdominal pain. So first, paying attention to fecal production. This time of year, the impaction colics are really common. So making sure they're drinking enough. Sometimes we'll add salt to their diet if they're not drinking enough. Impactions can be treated medically. So veterinarians can certainly help with those. But watching for, not eating, decreased fecal output. And then signs of abdominal pain or colic would include laying down and sometimes rolling.
Okay. Imagine the salt would help. That helps you retain water.
It helps you retain water. The salt or the sodium in the salt actually has an effect on the hypothalamus in the brain, and that drives the thirst center. So if you can actually increase the sodium in the bloodstream, that should stimulate thirst.
All right. Very similar here with the access to water when you're caring for your small pets at home, cats, dogs, whatever. You know, water has a tendency to freeze this time of year. It's wintertime in Kansas, almost. And so what are some tips on, just making sure that water doesn't freeze? And is there anything people can do?
Yeah, great question. So you can buy heated water bowls for your outside dogs and cats. And so those are available in many places. Horses, we can, there are special waterers that you can actually put in. They go down enough far into the ground that it shouldn't freeze, or you can deal with that. There are certainly other heated types of buckets and waters that you could use as well. But certainly when we talk, it's going to get December and January, the water freezes. You can certainly break the ice, but it freezes very fast again.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, it's definitely a rougher time of year, not just for us, but for the animals as well. As far as shelter is concerned, what do you recommend here for shelter for horses?
That's a great question. And so I think the simplest type of shelter is, you've probably seen them as you drive around the countryside, are just a simple, usually it's a metal frame, usually a three-sided with a roof, and that provides access to get out of the wind. Certainly barns, a completely enclosed barn is probably going to be warmer. The downside of a barn in those situations, what people don't think about, is sometimes the ventilation can be affected. And so ammonia from, soiled bedding. And sometimes we actually have problems with horses with hay. And if the hay's a little bit moldy, some horses actually develop respiratory problems with it. So sometimes people bring their horses in during the winter, and then all of a sudden the horse essentially develops asthma to the hay. And so actually trying to get those horses out will be a much better thing than trying to keep them completely closed in.
So they need to be able to go in and out, basically.
They need to be able to go in and out. And again, horses were kind of designed to be constant grazers out all the time. So I think for the health of the horse, actually, they do better out on a pasture moving around, versus sitting in a box stall taken out once a day or not even a day, all the time. So everybody's got a different opinion exactly how they want to take care of their animals, but there are some downsides to keeping them completely box stalled with decreased ventilation.
All right. We've reached time to take our first break here on In Focus, so let's do that. We'll continue our conversation here with Lori Beard at KSU Vet Med right after these words on News Radio KMAN.
Warm your heart with the glow of 25,000 imported Italian twinkle lights as